Y'all shutting down? Well, good. You know what makes the difference between good music and bad, though?
Yep.
What? Well, but see, here's what I say, that if you emphasize the beat and you put in a back beat in behind the word that doesn't coincide with the words, it's not God's music. Okay. The God's music always had the beat coincided with the words.
Right.
Like, Amazing Grace, yeah. How sweet the sound. Okay, see, the beat coincided with the words.
Yeah.
Now, the devil's music adds another beat in there that's called a backbeat that does not synchronize with the words. And that's what makes it the devil's music. Now, you can put any kind of words to Christian or to music that coincides.
You know what God's music is to me. Now, okay. You can speak the gospel and everything, but to the real true God, you can't speak no error. If you don't speak no error, what I mean by error, I always say this has to be positive. Man, that's when it's working. Other than that, God is not going to stand for you to he's not going to uplift anything that's got error in it. Like if I say, I can't or I don't know, or any perverse speaking or any kind of profanity for God, ain't going to stand in front of the Lord. It's got to be all pure and sweet. I love you. See, holy Jesus, talk. All straightness.
Yeah.
That's what I know for real. But other than that, God's presence took away from anybody to defy it with errors. But I call them Cain abilities. The ability is able.
What happens when you don't have words with something, though? See, that's
music, just music, period.
Music by itself. Is there any music that's immoral or amoral moral?
If music has no language, it's an expression and a form and a feeling. When you throw the words in it, then that's when it's there.
Okay, well, you better pray about
babbling. That's what babbling
comes from. There's a spirit,
right?
That's involved with the music without the words. There's a spirit that's, if you just bang on the drums, there's a spirit involved.
I know God made the note 7 notes, and I know that all of one from 1-4 to 2-4.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that, but so far, that would only be Satan's angle, but he ain't got no authority over there because God got all authority. He only gave us the word, and that's the only way Satan get into
You know,
the word.
What you said was very interesting. He gave us the rhythm or beat, right?
Yeah.
All right, now.
Now, you can do that to the beat, but I ain't really creating no beats like that. Oh, man, it's a straight 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, it's nothing that I'm focusing on. Anything that you can manifest that ain't got no words in it, you put an evil intent on, I believe God's spirit will knock it
out. Well, but see, What I was going to say was that you see, when you put notes together in a certain way, you know, like there are certain particular chord runs that are specific to rock music, for example.
All majors and minors, which they got so wide, and it's a variety. Now, if you take an augmented chord and don't say nothing, you say the chord is an augmented chord, and we place an evil on it, and ain't nothing to say it, but since the chord hit, God created the chord first. I just thank God to wipe that out. I don't think there's no battle with that, because he gave us the word. Jesus came through the word, not the sound. Sound was the 7 notes, and that's all we got. And then you can take them, God made them first. There ain't no way in the world.
But when you put those 7 notes together in certain ways, you're either making God's music or the devil.
And God's going to judge you, because the average man is just la la line. Now, see, if God take on care of all that heavy stuff, he really do. He take care of babies and fools, and right now I'm a baby.
Okay.
Appreciate talking.